What else are you presenting here?
We've been working with S1, which is an oral fluoropyrimidine that may have some advantages over some of the other fluoropyrimidines out there. And we have piloted a regimen of S1 plus oxaliplatin and bevacizumab, which we think has potential utility in colorectal and other GI cancers. And my colleague, Ki Chung, will be presenting a poster of that experience. I think that looks like a regimen that has potential moving forward to be useful in the management of this disease.
Can you explain sort of exactly what S1 is chemically and how it compares to capecitabine and other agents?
S1 is an oral fluoropyrimidine, and it contains both a competitive dihydropyrimidine dehydrogenase inhibitor as well as an agent that putatively interferes with the diarrhea component of 5-FU toxicity through a direct mechanism in the gut. And it is a drug that is widely used in Japan.
So it's a couple of different agents, you mean?
Yes.
Or different, same agent, different actions?
It's a single pill where the major anti-tumor activity is fluorouracil. It has an oral prodrug to fluorouracil. But in addition, it has modulators of fluorouracil, both in terms of toxicity and efficacy, to attempt to leverage the understanding of fluorouracil biology and come up with a more effective agent. Somewhat similar to UFT, which is another oral fluoropyrimidine that has a dihydropyrimidine dehydrogenase inhibitor in it as well. So this is kind of a next generation of that. So we hope it'll be a kinder, gentler fluoropyrimidine, perhaps with some efficacy advantages. It's too early to really know exactly how this is going to fit in colorectal cancer. But I think that exploring it in the kinds of combinations that are being used routinely is something that could be very worthwhile for our patients. We've also been interested in trying to facilitate the use of cetuximab.